Hi, it's Si Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music interviews, and I'm up at Shore 5 Studios in Royton again. Tonight I've come down to see the new OK Broken lineup. Actually, just three of the lads now. Phil McArdle, bassist, Gaz Wright, frontman, guitarist, etc. But I've also got the new drummer, and we've got Alex Whitehead here. Nice to meet you, Alex. Give the listeners a bit of an idea of how long you've been sort of practicing and stuff with OK Broken, and how you got involved with the band in the first place, maybe.
Yeah, I was at university doing music at a recording studio, and these lads, Phil got in touch with me, and these lads wanted to record their EP, so I thought, as a bit of a practice demo, their EP. This was talking, what, 7-8 years ago now? Quite a few years ago now.
I see.
And I've always known of the guys, and I went to school with Phil.
Right, I see.
I've known him for a very long time. The recent band that I was in, a couple of troubles happened, and I thought it was best to just part ways on a good note. And I saw these guys looking for a drummer, so I because I've always played in a metal band. I've always played metal for years, and I thought a bit of a change of scenery, and I need something different in my life, so I saw these, and I thought, why not?
Have you sort of change the way you play or anything like that?
And
has it been easy to do that?
I used to do session drumming years ago, so I've always liked to try and adapt and get used to that. Playing with these guys, because it made it easier knowing them, so it made it a bit more fun in rehearsals, had a laugh, and a bit more comfortable playing. Changed a few of the bits where the old drummer used to play. Put a little bit of spin on it, but kept trying to keep it the same, but it's not been a problem, it's been fine.
By the time this goes out, you will have played your first gig, but I guess you're looking forward to Saturday.
Still a bit nervous, because it's my first gig with them, and I don't know what to expect. I always get stage fright. I've had stage fright for years. I don't know, it's just one of the things I always get, but now I'm looking forward to it. It's good fun.
When you were foursome, you recorded an album, Beginnings and Endings, which is still released despite Dave and Adam leaving. Now, how's that kind of gone, in terms of reception from people?
It's doing really well. I mean, we've kind of put it out there, didn't we, and said we'll just see how it runs. And
How come you decided to put it out there?
We didn't record it for putting it out there. We were booked in the studio for pre-production work, so before we went in another studio, we were going to do rough live recordings, get an idea of layers and stuff like that. But then we listened back to it, and it was kind of...
It was brilliant.
It was exactly how we wanted it.
The thing is the tunes that we do, like in the main studio, like Waiting in Line and Sirens and stuff, the basis of that is a live track. So it was something we were used to doing anyway. So we'd go in, everyone would be set up, we'd do it live, and then we'd layer stuff over the top of it.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd just go in and put these tracks down and see how it sounds, and they came out like studio quality for a live track.
So how many tracks are on the album?
10. There's 10 on there. But with you've got Waiting in Line and Sirens that are just like fitted in between because we recorded them ages ago. It beefs it up. It's a really good album, isn't it? And
it's a good live album.
That's
how we want.
So every single track's live,
kind except of. For Waiting Sirens. Lines, Sirens.
Okay then.
We've kind of struggled, haven't we, in the studio, where like we go in the studio sometimes and we find that our sound gets bounced down too much, and it kind of, we're quite a loud live band, and to try and get that across on a recording is sometimes quite hard. But these recordings that we did, we felt it captured exactly what that sound we wanted, so we thought it'd be a shame not to use it and start afresh from there. We've got them recordings now, and we've not had to pay any money, luckily enough. Because we've got a mate, Daz, at Studio Monkeys up in Mosley, and he sorted us out, so did it for Whiskey, which is always a good...
2017, it's the new OK Broken now, and was you expecting the other two guys to kind of leave? I mean, was there any hint to that?
If I'm honest, not really, no.
Right. You were making good progress, weren't you? You had some big gigs last year and that.
It's nothing I'd ever hold against them. They're still like our best mates, you know what I mean? It's not... It was all amicable. They both did it the right way. We all sat down. We were at mine, weren't we?
Yeah.
I mean, some nachos and a chill out and stuff, and Adam just said, look, I can't do it anymore, and it was like... Fair enough, man. We're mates before we're a band, you know what I mean?
It's a lot to be in a band. People don't realise how much
When you've got other commitments, it's...
When you've got busy work lives and stuff like that, you've got to try and fit it in. It's not for everyone, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've done it for that long. You can't blame them for
being... You can't turn around to someone and go, no, you're not leaving, what are you talking about? You know what I mean? Because you can, for it to get to that point, the mind's made up.
So
it's kind of like, it was just the fact of it, accept it. And I think I texted you within about an hour and said, you want to carry on. And we both decided to keep doing it because
did you two have to think hard about sort of carrying on?
Not really, no.
No.
We worked hard to get to where we were at. So it's like, do we want to just bin all that and maybe start again or do nothing? So we're kind of like, let's just, we worked there, we've got there, we're still there.
Yeah.
We're still good enough.
Yeah.
So let's do it.
Yeah, good. So obviously Alex has been with you, a couple of months now, and it's all sort of, you feel as though you're getting back to similar levels now.
It feels like it's going to be even bigger and better.
Really?
Yeah. What we've had, like four rehearsals or something like that, and every rehearsal, it's just at the end of it, you're like, geez.
Yeah, yeah.
At the moment, we've not wrote any new stuff, sort of. Well, we have wrote bits, but not as a band.
Yeah.
But
I've been bombarding you two, haven't I, this week? A lot of rubbish.
But we've got, like, the gig this Saturday to, obviously it's a different Saturday, but to work on, and then the 20th of May. So once we've got them out of the way, then it frees us up for writing stuff, and then we'll come back with a new set then. And
Have
some old ones in it, obviously, but work out what works, what doesn't work, and what we want to change. So.
Yeah. Have you played at the factory before?
The factory, the last band I was in there supported a band called Cases. A bit more heavier than this, but played there before, and it's a top venue. So really smart venue to play at.
I'll ask you first about whether you might end up being more than three. I mean, are you still kind of having a look for a guitarist, maybe a keyboard player?
Yeah, we are looking for another guitarist and preferably a keyboard player, just to add that depth and melody to the new songs and the old songs and all that sort of stuff. But
so where are you up to with that? Are you kind of...
Well, we've got a couple of adverts on Joy My Band.
Mm.
We've had some replies and conversations here and there and stuff, but I don't know, it's hard really to...
Is it the be all end all? I mean...
No, not at all, no.
I mean, it can work as a three.
It'd just
be nice to free Gaz up to, you know, if he wants to just sing at certain parts, sing if he wants to play.
I'm not Brian May, and it's kind of I just want to be able to concentrate on writing and singing and playing the rhythm stuff. And that's what Dave was really good at, was just sliding in and over the top and doing his bits. So it'd be nice to find someone that's kind of like on the same level. But we're not.
It's got to be the right person, so we're not rushing it. It's got to be.
Yeah, we're not rushing
it. Got to be right for us and right for them.
We're blessed to find Alex, because it's kind of like Phil's known him all his life. I've known him for ages. I put a picture on Facebook the other week, then I'm 21st, and blurry eyed 15 year olds in the corner.
It hits
home when you find someone who's not just an amazing drummer, but he's part of your roots, and that's why it's working.
Because
we're all mates and we've known each other for God knows how long.
You kind of hinted at it before, Phil did, about after these two gigs now, after the factory in particular, you might sort of take a little bit of a step back to do some writing. But you must have sort of plans in your head about gigs in the future.
Bumbling through, and we'll still be doing the big gigs that we've always done.
We're not really a band to take that long on writing a song. Not in a bad way, but in a way that I don't think it will take away from the momentum of playing gigs.
I think we've always done it and gigged at the same time. And we had a bit of time, didn't we, out where we had other stuff going on and stuff like that. But you know, when we're quiet, we always come back with a band. So it's... If you don't hear from us, you know something big's brewing, and
that's
what happens.
But obviously you expect to be kind of busy on the circuit again, sort of by the summer, autumn time, I would imagine.
After these two, we'll be bang back at it, and it'll
festival season as well coming up, isn't it? So get our names down for as many as we can and do all that. Should be pretty good.
Good. Okay, then that's fantastic. It'd be great to see you lads live again, and you know, obviously. Catch OK Broken, Facebook, Twitter, all the usual sort of things. And nice to meet you, Alex. And cheers. Thanks very much, fellas.
Thanks for having us.
Cheers.